Moving on to our next story, the Syrian ambassador to the United Nations has condemned the use of chemical weapons as a crime against humanity.
Syria is fully committed to the disarmament of weapons of mass destruction. In 2003, it was Syria that suggested all such weapons be eliminated from the Middle East, but some UN member states threatened to veto the draft. Syria calls for obliging Israel to join the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons so that the International Atomic Energy Agency can closely monitor Israel's nuclear facilities.
Addressing the UN Security Council, Bashar al-Jafari says Syria has successfully managed to eliminate all its chemical arms in a record time. He added that Damascus has fulfilled its obligations under the UN Chemical Weapons Convention and the relevant Security Council resolutions. The Syrian diplomat also slammed attempts by terrorist groups and some Western countries to hold Damascus accountable for false flag chemical attacks in the war-ravaged country. Jafari further cast doubt on the transparency of efforts made by a fact-finding mission on the use of chemical weapons in Syria. For more on that, we're joined by Mr. David Yacoubian, a professor of history at CSU. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us once again on Press TV's Top 5. Now, what do you make of the comments made by the Syrian representative to the United Nations? And, of course, keeping in mind that it seems that we should be expecting another chemical attack, one of those false flag chemical attacks in Idlib province, which both Russia and Syria have warned the UN about, and they have even provided the necessary documents regarding that matter.
Well, I think we need to put Dr. Jafari's statements in the context of what's been going on, especially within the last month to 2 months within Syria. At this point, the Riyadh, DC, Troika, or Axis, if you want to refer to it as that, as it has been increasingly referred to globally, has abjectly failed in its attempt to destroy Syria, the Syrian government, and to turn it into a Takfiri hellhole. I wouldn't call it a Takfiri haven, as some are referring to it, but anyway, they have failed in this effort, and this has been let's say, underscored, and their failure deepened by way of the delivery of a very advanced version of the S-300 system to the Syrian government by Russia. And so with that, as well as the further progress that has been made in the Astana process and with the deconfliction agreement that has been created in Idlib, the only game in town left for the Takfiris and their foreign supporters in Israel, in the United States, and in Saudi Arabia is the hope of some sort of chemical attack, which likely would be created by themselves, the release of toxic chemicals on the civilians or paid actors or shills within Idlib, to create a scenario whereby the global media would one more time, as it did in April 2017, as it did in April of 2018, accuse the Syrian government without evidence of gassing or unleashing chemical weapons on its own people, which would then motivate a strike by the French, UK, US coalition, as was done both in 2017 and 2018. This is the only hope that the Takfiris have of surviving in Idlib. And so this is why it is particularly critical that the world community pay close attention to what is going on in Idlib, and especially to heed the warnings of the Syrian government and the Russian government regarding the stockpile of chemical weapons and toxic substances by the Takfiris in their preparation to unleash them on civilian population or stage something, and to rally their propaganda construct, the White Helmets, to put on a good show for the international media.
Thank you very much for your comments, Mr. David Yacoubian, professor of history at CSU San Bernardino.